With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Michelle, welcome in, listeners, to our great radio stations like Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. Also, our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station. And how could we forget our friends down there at KVOP, KVOP 1090 in Plainview, Texas. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. And we've got Matt on the line playing for Team Sober, I believe.
Yes? Yes, we do. At least that's what he says.
All right, Matt, question three.
Question number three for you. What object did Benjamin Franklin attach to the end of a kite string to prove that lightning was electricity?
Oh, there you go. How about a key?
Skeleton key.
Yeah. At least that's the way it was drawn up in the pictures I saw as a kid.
You know, looking back now,
the key was probably a skeleton key.
Looking back now, knowing what we know now, if we were friends with Ben, it'd been like, bro, we believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go hold a kite up over your head.
Not a good idea.
Right. And have a metal key at that. Just, we believe.
Not a good idea.
Oh, by the way, Ted.
You'll be knocked down for days.
A comment came in. A lot of times, if people listen to this show through radio.com, sometimes they are actually listening to a podcast that is not live. Sometimes they're listening live. However, this comment just came in. It says, chicken and a biscuit. So I'm listening live right now. You're not. I think they're about 2 weeks behind. But anyway, it says, I'm listening live right now, but I'm listening to the Big Dummy Cracker Debate. Chicken and a biscuit is delicious. Oh, God, where did it go? It's better than restaurants or any of that top ramen. Just eat the ass, enjoy the flavor combo, and shut the F up, Ted. So,
wow. Got hostile. New York actually had one the other day for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you said 2 weeks ago, but...
Golly.
I guess I called him trash.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
Trash cracker.
But he thinks he's listening live, so...
Oh, God. All right, game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game.
I don't think he's digging it. No.
He ain't going to leg dig it.
No.
Big! Hello, Andrew. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Andrew, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
That's so good.
Sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. All right, Andrew, our men's room poll. We're going to have to do battle. Will it be with 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm going to 12 chihuahuas.
12 chihuahuas it is.
Right there with you. Ted message comes in to you. It says, Ted, I was 100% with you on Dig It. Huron is stupid. Let's start the petition to rename it.
Yeah.
Lake Dig It. All right.
Lake
Diggit. Yeah, Lake Diggit. Wouldn't you go to a place? If I said, hey, bro, I don't know anything about this joint. Mm-hmm. It's called Lake Diggit, but they're giving away, we got a 2-night stay at Lake Diggit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go. I'm in.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah, the Diggit Lodge.
Want to go sailing? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Exactly.
All right, here's your question.
The Rock will be our spokesman.
Can you dig it? What former political figure and current TV personality is married to the former In Living Color star, Alexandra Wentworth?
Oh, I have no idea.
What'd the guy do again? TV star, the what?
He's a former political figure. Now he does one of the morning like Good Morning America or whatever the hell they are. Today's
Is it
show.
Michael Strahan?
No.
I can't say his name.
No, say it, because you're right. If you can't say his name, you're right, Ted. George...
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus.
Yes. George Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos.
He might be the guy that replaces Trebek. I think maybe they approached him about that.
They have.
Yeah, they have. And now your host, George Stephanopoulos. It's just, I don't know. Maybe we'll get used to it. All right, your question. Noiseland. Noiseland is the name of the video arcade on which animated primetime TV show on Fox? Hit, it's on Sunday.
Family Guy?
Simpsons?
Simpsons.
There's so many Simpsons.
I think the only reason you pick Simpsons is because Video Arcade.
No, it's been old on enough. For so long, right. But surely there's something in there.
All right, your question. What country's flag was Christopher Columbus sailing under when he discovered America? He was Italian, but he was not sailing for Italy.
Portugal.
Ooh, close. Spain.
Spain. España.
Oh, yeah. Christopher, we believe.
I'm not funding that. Go talk to Spain.
Yeah, talk to... Go over there to Spain.
They got an armada.
They might think it's round.
They like go floating. All right, your question. Miles, you should pay attention.
All right.
Barn burrowing and great horned are all species of what bird?
Sparrows?
Born?
There is barn.
Barn.
Burrowing.
Owl.
Yes. Owl. Did you start with osprey again?
I was talking about my elbow. Bumped it on the table.
All right, the question. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza, good call.
I used to have a vehicle that shot pizzas because it was like a toy that went with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right.
It might have been like a dump, like a, not a dumpster, but like a trash truck or something. Because they lived in sewers, they liked pizza, they had a thing with dirt.
I had a very stupid thought this morning. I'm writing up the questions for Big Dummy. I get to that particular question, and it's pizza. And it took me back to, I believe it was yesterday on the show, we said something about pizza, and Ted, you were like, well, I don't mind cold pizza in the morning.
Right? Yeah, love it.
Now, it was this morning, I'm doing this, and I'm like, I could go for a slice of cold pizza. We've all been there. Right? You got your delivery the night before, you get the cold slice. Then I thought, what if you did a delivery service of cold pizza? You say, listen.
No.
We cooked all these pizzas the night before.
No.
We have them refrigerated.
They sat on the counter all night.
No. I don't want to hear it.
Cold pizza.
I would have ordered one this morning. I would have ordered a cold pizza this morning.
I like cold pizza, but I don't know that I'd order one. I have definitely ordered a pizza before, eaten one slice, and then just put it away.
And then put it away. All right. Yeah. Now, but I followed with, is there anywhere, so a lot of people do, places do food delivery and all this. Anyone do breakfast? Like if you wanted scrambled eggs and bacon or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know certain restaurants, but I not that I have ever been in bed laying there looking at it, but a lot of the delivery service have breakfast things.
Oh, yes, they do.
Huh. I did not know. Mm-hmm. Such a good idea. It's already been done.
I recommend Vula's on the weekend.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That is a great call out of you, Montgomery.
Thank you.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jesse,
are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
I'm not sober.
All right,
sober
Jesse. Now. Welcome to the show. Okay, what are you going to take on here? Who do you do battle with? 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm going to crush those squirrels.
All right.
Pop them.
There you go. Come on, Team Squirrel.
Glad for that, Ted, yes. By the way, Ted, some people commented. It says, as far as your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toy went,
yeah.
It says, I had the pizza shooting truck, too. I totally forgot about that thing until Ted just mentioned it. Someone else says, it was a garbage truck. I still have one in storage. I have one, too.
Okay.
I had one of those, too, Ted. And then someone says, could you imagine being a kid and spending the summer at Camp Diggit?
Yeah.
I can almost remember how cool it was, even though it never happened.
Because camps always have dumb names, like Horseshoe. Or
yeah, this is Camp Diggit.
Dude, I had my first kiss at Camp Diggit.
Can you dig it?
Every good thing to happen in my life started at Camp Diggit.
We can only go back to Camp Diggit.
How'd you learn to build a fire?
Camp Diggit. Listen, I think every kid in America should be able to go to Camp Diggit, but here's the thing. You only get to go once. Right? You got to make the most of it, man. You got to make the most of your summer at Camp Diggin.
Most people who go to summer camp and enjoy it have the time of their life and want to go back.
That's what I mean. You only get one time. Right. This is Camp Diggin, bro. This isn't your
camp. A lot of kids have the time of their life at Disney World, but they only go once.
Right, they're not there every day.
Because their parents are poor, too.
Yeah.
I never got to go as a child.
I didn't either. Not one time. My grandparents.
I've been four times as an adult. Take that.
You ever been to Camp Diggin? Nope. Okay, now look, if I said I can take you back to Disney World, are you going to experience Camp Diggin? But I can't tell you anything about Camp Diggin.
Am I?
It's just late.
Sorry, am I a child again, or am I just going to camp?
This is an adult.
Oh, I'll go to Camp Diggin.
Yeah, you have a chance of meeting a girl.
It's Camp Diggin. Doesn't matter what you want. It's like Fantasy Island, bro. We don't ask questions. When you open that door, whatever it is you want to meet, it's there for you. Damn, dang it. All right, here's your question. What is the capital of India?
Oh, God. No, that's Saudi Arabia. Mumbai? No.
No, you were almost right. New Delhi.
New Delhi?
New Delhi.
New Delhi. Okay.
I prefer the old Delhi. I've been going there for years.
I miss you, IPL.
You're the best pastrami.
Mumbai Indians, by the way, strong team in the Indian Premier League.
Aren't they far?
Everybody knows that, Ted.
As far as the game of cricket, aren't the players far enough away that it would seem like that would be a game that you could play?
You would have thought so, but the cricket channel's been a little quiet.
Right.
Is it chirping
you're
like
still
crickets?
For that, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, eventually they're going to play cricket again. I want to watch it.
It just seems like a waste. Every month,
right now.
$9.99.
Oh, that's right. You're down paying for the cricket channel. And there's no cricket.
No.
Damn, man. All right, here's your question. Shiitake, enoki, button, and porcini. They're all types of what?
Mushroom.
Very good, Jeffrey. Nice job. I knew you'd get that since you're not sober.
I thought you were going to say porn thumbnails. No, that's not it.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
I even miss Prem Yodish. I haven't seen those commercials in a while.
No.
Willow is the cricket channel.
It's called Willow?
Yeah.
I honestly, I think they should call it the Cricket Channel. Because someone like me, if you said the Willow, I mean, I don't know what that is. Do they just show cricket? Is it like NFL Network, right? It's just
yeah,
all
it's
NFL?
Just, right, but it's all over the world.
Okay, so it's not, okay. Not just for here in the good old U.S.
Yes, yes. Speaking of mushrooms, last night before I went to bed, I jumped on Twitter. There's a guy named Ronald Funches, and he put up a tweet that says, I bought mushrooms a month ago, and all I asked for is one chill day in life to be able to use them.
Oh, man. Dude, just do it.
Rod Funch is pretty funny, dude.
Yeah, Rob, just do him, man. Just do him.
Mike, it depends on your headspace.
Just do him.
Thrill, that was the conversation you walked into earlier today with me and a couple people.
I started piecing it together. But yeah, just do him, bro.
I don't know. More of Big Dummy coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff, coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes go soul food. That's right after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello. Oh, damn it. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Jeremy, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, Jeremy.
Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Jeremy, do you have a ticket yet for Camp Diggit?
Camp Diggit's not fun. Are we going to do archery or are we just shooting our shot, baby?
Brother, it depends what you want to do. Miles and I came up with an entirely inappropriate scenario of Camp Diggit, yeah. But I can promise you this. You want to be there.
Not arable, though. All right, Jeremy, our men's room poll.
Counselor Ted, that's cool. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Which do you want to battle? 12 chihuahuas, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I actually emailed a while back. I actually got attacked by like five chihuahuas. They're not to mess with. I'm going with squirrels.
Squirrels it is. Why were you attacked by five chihuahuas? What is the scenario that this happens?
So my neighbor, I was moving my stuff, and my neighbor has a bunch of chihuahuas. I saw one of them in the street, and I tried to scurry him back to the yard so he'd be safe. And then the rest of them showed up, and they all, like, surrounded me. And I'm a big guy. You guys know this. So
yeah, yeah.
Trying to get these little chihuahuas away from me was pretty hysterical.
Why do people own chihuahuas?
Like Miles.
Thanks.
I will say this. I talked to a woman yesterday, listens to the show, and we were speaking, and I hear her dog in the background, and she said, I have a chihuahua. And I was like, why? And I know that's a ridiculous question. It's your pet. I still have to ask why. She said, her response, I don't like big poop. And I'm like, you know what? That is fair.
I prefer anything smaller than a small handful.
I'm going to look like someone dropped M&M's on the carpet.
My friend had a Great Dane. She said it was a two-hander.
Yeah. That's planning ahead.
All right, here's a question. British physician Edward Jenner, he developed the first effective vaccine against smallpox, polio, or measles.
Measles?
I'm going to go polio by Ralph Lauren.
It didn't do as well as polo, and the jockey looked a little different. No, in this case, it'd be smallpox. He tried to come up with a vaccine, believe it or not, also for big pox and two pox, but they're still contagious here. All right, here's your question. How many months did it take the Mayflower to cross the Atlantic?
Three months.
That was my guess.
No.
Two.
Oh, no kidding?
I thought three or four. I thought four. I guess three. The answer is actually two.
They landed on what, Plymouth Rock?
That's the word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I ran out of beer.
Boy, you want to talk about just a real letdown.
I still haven't seen it. You said it's just a teeny tiny thing.
Oh, it's such a letdown. You don't even know. Like, you could steal it. I mean, it's terrible.
Well, I mean, it's just what you go through.
You like it?
You go through U.S. history and all things. Plymouth Rock. So as far as U.S. history goes, you're like, hey, man, this is where it starts as far as we know, right?
Okay, you pay all this money in.
There
it is.
Man. Yeah,
that's it.
They didn't land there. That rock happened to be there. You did not spot that from a ship and say, go there.
They got it encased here.
Yay.
That's it.
All right. Here's your question. How many neck bones do humans have? Now, if you're a nerd like me, it's the same number of crew members that were on the ship in the original Alien movie.
But preferably makes the best gravy.
Oh, man. That's a great hint, but I don't know. Let's go nine.
Seven.
Seven neck bones.
I remember the seven people in that Alien movie because I had never seen a movie like that at 10 years old.
If you told me how many strangers in a house in the real world, then I would have got it.
Is that what it was? With seven?
Seven strangers.
Keep singing. That's the voice of the Lord coming through the speakers right there.
Sorry, guys.
I think we'd all take a stranger right now.
Oh, man. We have a coworker. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who walks by. It's like, look at that.
I think Mike and I were just talking about neck bones last weekend.
Why is that?
Because we were in a butcher shop and they had some.
Human?
No.
Okay, good.
Right, and he was like, what's with the neck bones? I was like, right.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do with neck bones?
Pork neck bones, man.
If you're a beaver, you'll make a dam.
Sure. But,
all right, your question. What U.S. state is home to the Hopi Indian Reservation?
South Dakota?
I believe that'd be the Sioux. In this case, come on, Miles.
Arizona.
All right, yeah.
Well done.
Question five, Jeremy. Doing terrible today.
I'm embarrassing.
It's all right, but you've gotten dumber in the last few weeks. It's unbelievable. All right, this is multiple choice for you. Horn, keyboard, or drum? What type of instrument is the celeste?
It's the best.
Let's go drum.
Keyboard. You've probably seen a picture like an upright piano and then make it kind of teeny tiny, but it's not for children. It's still somehow, when you hear it, you'd be like, okay, I've heard this in music and most of that music I hate, but you recognize it. All right. a woman by the name of Ina Garten. She's better known as Who on the Food Network?
Ina Garten.
Is that Ina or Ina?
Oh, man.
Robin, you brought me no comfort on that.
Rachel Ray?
No, Rachel Ray knows the annoying person who's now slinging pet food. This would be the Barefoot Contessa. Which to me sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like some mystery, like Harry Potter and the Barefoot Contessa.
What's the Italian chef's name?
De Laurentiis?
Yes, doesn't matter.
That one.
Giada?
Mangi.
Giada De Laurentiis.
Yeah.
Mangi. Tell you what, Rachel Ray, man, she...
I know, Ted, she annoys me. That's all I'm saying. I know.
What but I was going to say, she has some very good assets.
She does. And then I don't like her. I don't like her. All right, your question. With what part of the body is otology involved?
Oh,
you
man.
Really are getting the worst questions today, man.
Yeah, it's a string of bad ones, man. Let's go elbows. I don't know, man.
Ears.
Ears.
Why can't you just be an urologist?
I'm an otologist?
Right. But I'm an optometrist. We have eyes. Like, why are you just like an eyeologist?
I'm an
or an urologist?
What?
Or nose and mouthologist?
Ears, nose and throat guy who got all three of them handled?
Yeah, but then they have this different name. Like, just be the ear, nose, and throatologist. That way we'd understand.
Get an ear tuck. All right, question number 8.
Can I just show you the world we live in? So one of the questions I asked you before was, how many bones are in the human neck? The answer is 7. So if you're a nerd like me, you would know if I said, hey, how many passengers were on the ship in the original Alien movie? The answer is 7. This is what I get. Thrill, isn't there only 6 people on the ship from Alien because one of them is technically an android?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Steve.
Good call out. Good call out.
I said passengers, not humans. Suck it. All right, here is your question. How many lines are there in a sonnet?
Ooh.
Wasn't that Shakespeare? We had to read his sonnets or something.
I haven't heard one in years.
Is there 16 lines in a sonnet?
You uncivilized fool!
6?
14.
14?
14.
Oh. I thought it was like 16 bars. Sorry.
No sonnet fiction for you. All right, your question. How many lines are there in a haiku?
Ooh.
There are 3 lines in a haiku.
How many letters?
Right, he doesn't very know. Good. Yeah, he knows.
575.
Yeah, 575. That's okay, correct.
Very good. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello. Oh, boy, Miles. Hello, Eastwood. Oh, welcome God. To the men's room.
Big Dummy. God bless America and God bless you guys.
Hola.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober. I had a couple jokes waiting.
All right, nice.
Attaboy.
Nice work. Okay, Eastwood. Our men's room poll. Which do you do battle with? 12 Chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I go with Chihuahuas. I had one, and I was on the ferry one day and got her going, and she jumped up, bit me in the nose, and gave me a nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why would you pick it?
Why would I pick it? I was just bending over and bugging her, and she was jumping and biting at me, and she bit at my nose, and then she started bleeding like crazy.
I felt like Eastwood would be like, I've had experience with all 4 of these scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
She loved me. She
obviously. All right, here's your question. We've asked how many lines are in a sonnet, how many lines are in a haiku. Eastwood, how many lines are there in a stanza?
I don't know. 4?
You do know.
Oh,
good talk.
He does.
Good talk, Eastwood. Always great chatting with you. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA, who is our next contestant. Ready to play the big game.
That was the luckiest.
He's an idiot
swing.
Savant, and he doesn't even know.
I don't think he understood my question. I was like, you got attacked by a chihuahua.
So why would you pick the one of the 4 that has, in fact, attacked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with squirrels?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
All right, man.
They got tiny heads.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey! Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Aaron, you on team sober, team not sober?
I am on team sober now, but by the time this call is over, I will be on team not sober.
All right.
What are you not
unless
sober?
You're one and done.
Well, we'll see about that, although I'm firing up this J right now.
Okay. What are you smoking?
What do I got here? I got some super pineapple haze, I think.
Oh, that's tasty stuff. Okay. All right, our men's room poll. Which do you do battle? 12 Chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
Man, I'm going to go with the squirrels. Like Eastwood, I got a Chihuahua as well. And, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight those things.
Really?
Interesting sentiments.
Yeah, no. When they swarm, no, it's there's just too much there. Too many claws and teeth, and yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
Okay. I'm telling you, go with the squirrels.
Oh, by the way, people are now chiming in with me saying, you know, in the movie Alien, there's also a cat on the ship. So if you're counting passengers, there were eight. You know what? Sorry. My God. Trying to do the right thing. That's what happens. All right, here is your question. What is the highest possible bowling score in a game with no strikes?
Oh, a game with no strikes. I thought for sure I was going to have that till you added that little caveat. I could do the math, but I don't know if you want me to do that.
No, take the time, do the well, wait,
if you can
see,
do the math, that's impressive. Mm-hmm.
Now, hang on, no strikes or
no strikes.
And no spares? No, or just, spares count?
What is the highest possible bowling score in a game with no strikes?
No strikes.
Oh, jeez. Fine, Thrill. I'll just go 160. I don't think that's right, though.
I'm going to go 178.
You're going to end with any number that does not end with a zero.
How about 150?
190. All right, in what city did Rosa Parks refuse to move to the back of the bus?
Oh, rats. Is that Montgomery, Alabama? Yes!
You know, oddly enough, her first words when she was asked to move were also rats.
Rats.
Most people do not know that. In that racially charged time of first, you need to move to the back of the bus. She said, rats!
Yeah.
I will not do it.
How am I going to get to Camp Diggit?
Zoinks! I'm headed to Camp Diggit.
Rats. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Squirrel. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Squirrel, are you there?
Hello, Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Hola.
Squirrel, are you sober or not sober?
Definitely not sober. You mind if I take a
big bong
pill while I'm on the air?
You can do whatever you want, Squirrel. Everyone's got time for you.
You missing soccer, Squirrel?
What's that?
Are you missing soccer?
I play soccer as well, but I'm more of a fan of lacrosse.
All right. I thought maybe this was my Squirrel.
Do you know Lance?
Do I know the land?
I said, Squirrel, do you know a guy named Lance? Who plays lacrosse?
I do not.
You're kidding me. But everybody who played lacrosse, name is Lance. All right.
Yeah. There's also Chad.
Chad, Lance.
There's Lance and Chad.
I talked to Lance today.
You did?
Yeah, I have a buddy named Lance. It's funny you brought that up.
Did he play lacrosse?
I don't think so.
All right. Okay.
Just two quick comments. In the movie Alien, was the alien also considered a passenger? Okay, apparently this is getting a crowded ship. And then it says, ask Miles how many lines are in an 8-ball.
None for you.
How many lines are in an 8-ball?
Yeah.
25
grams. Squirrel's on it.
Okay, thank you, Squirrel.
I'm from D.C. I got this.
All right, it's a question. Multiple choice. What character provides James Bond with his gadgets? Is it M, Q, or X?
You.
All right, Squirrel, nice work. One and done. Very good. All right.
That guy was one and done. Just remember
the guy who knew his cocaine. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Squirrel didn't miss a beat on that. How many lines in it?
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. Like, we weren't even asking you. Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James,
you are sober, not sober.
Hello, James.
James.
And he's gone.
I'll put him back on hold. If this thing will cooperate. There we go. Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Jamie, are you sober or not sober?
Sour diesel, Miles.
All right, Jamie.
I like he didn't wait for the follow-up.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, Ted.
What up?
Nice drove you, man.
Oh, cheers.
Jamie, which do you two do you choose to do battle with? 12 Chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I think I'm going to pull a Miles on those Chihuahuas, man.
All right, nice work.
I like that it's now been called the Miles.
Yeah, exactly. God, what a...
All right. Hey, you earned it, man.
No, I didn't.
You earned it.
No, I didn't.
You solved a problem.
I'm going to start punting them like crazy.
Oh. All right, here's your question.
It isn't not a bad technique.
Which member of the Beatles plays drums on the song Back in the USSR? And it's not Ringo.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you really just know that?
Did you know that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
I found that out today. Why did you know? Is that a big deal?
It's got a pretty fast drum beat to it.
No, it's
man,
a cool
beat. The Beatles
beat.
Been around for a while.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney was the leader of the
Beatles. I'll be damned, Jamie.
Okay, well, now I feel like an idiot for asking. Thank you for calling.
They were only one, considered maybe one of the greatest bands of all time.
Oh, now I'm being asked. By the way, my alien analogy went down. Thrill, why didn't you just ask how many passengers are on the SS Minnow? That is correct. Although, the way people have been today, technically there were only five passengers because two of them were crew members.
I would have gone Challenger, but whatever.
Oh, hey, way to be grim, dude.
No, it's
amazing. Way to be grim. Why can't now? So why do the lid drink Sprite?
No, there were seven.
Because you can't get 7-Up. Sure, I remember.
Seven passengers.
I don't want to read
Classic Miles, going the dark route.
You broke my Challenger toy.
You like that restaurant?
You know they found a dead body in the dumpster there.
You know it's going to be great.
They found it in the deep fryer right up the order to potato skins. There.
They dumped her in an alley.
Yeah, oh, really? Why are you saying that?
Don't get the fries.
Trying to have dinner.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the binge room.
Hello, boys.
Hola. Scott, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
Triscuit, roasted garlic with a slice of Tillamook cheddar and a grape. Give it a try.
And a grape. red or white grape?
White.
Okay.
I prefer cotton candy. All right, Scott, men's room poll. Which do you battle, 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, an angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
Oh, give me the 6-year-olds.
Okay.
Boy, you sound like you want the 6-year-olds.
They'll fall down like bowling pins. Knock one over, then I'll go over.
Now, look, I know this is not something we can actually do. But what was the show on? Was it Discovery, like Beast versus Beast or Animal versus Animal? Right? So a lion versus a tiger, a shark versus a crocodile. I would like them to recreate this poll. Say, look, man, just take the average human, put them in these scenarios. Let's see how it unfolds based on what you think our attack values would be. I'm telling you, we beat the chihuahuas every time. All right, here's your question. The Maldives are part of what continent?
Oh,
good break.
Nice.
Good break.
Tongue breaks.
Asia?
Yeah, that makes sense.
One and done.
Man, I got that one wrong.
I've always heard of it, though. Sounds like it's a very wonderful place.
Well, it's one of those things.
Where'd you go? We went to the Maldives.
Well, I feel like a lot of the English and Europeans go there, but it's in Asia.
But for that reason, right? So like Miles is saying, I've always heard all these wonderful things, and it occurred to me today, I have no effing idea where the hell the Maldives are.
You're in Bora Bora. What continent are you technically a part of?
Asia, right?
Australia?
Is it? How about
wait, you asked and don't have the answer?
I'm asking.
Come, God damn it, you need the lead.
I'm not the person with the questions.
Answer.
How about the person with the questions in this game?
You just asked the question.
You just asked one. Because I'm looking for actual answer.
Then let's just say Asia.
All right, good. More of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hey, Chef, coming up, 10 sweet potatoes, all about the soul food today, right after the game known as Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hold on.
All right.
Make one little note. Sorry that I write slowly. Okay. All right, there we go. Our next contestant. Oh, you know what? Let's talk to Josh. Hello, Josh. Hey, welcome to the men's room.
Dummy.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
Hola.
Josh, you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober. I'm on the way home from work.
All right, Josh, welcome to the program. Okay, our men's room poll. Which do you pick to do battle? Will it be 12 chihuahuas, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm going to go with 8 6-year-olds.
Taking down the 6-year-olds. Okay.
Is this because you hate kids or you think it's your best shot?
That's probably my best shot.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. By the way, someone says it is Australia for Bora Bora.
It is.
Yeah. Well, they say Oceania, but I assume they mean Australia. Let's see. They say, Thrill, they did make a show called Man vs. Bear. I know. What I'm saying is I want them to make a show based on today's poll where it is man versus the squirrels, the chihuahuas, and whatever the hell else. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious to see, right, because we don't know. We're all speculating, but if they say, look, we've taken the best scientists we've got, this is how these animals and or children attack, this is what the average person does, I'm curious to see how it shakes out. All right, here is your question. What is John's last name in the Garfield comics?
Campbell?
Good. I know it's killing you.
Arbuckle?
Yeah, yes, it is Arbuckle.
Wow, Arbuckle. That was a good pull.
Right. Yeah, I got a little help there from Mike.
All right, your next question.
Or he was just showing me his crotch.
It's hard to know with Mike. It really is. Robstown, Texas is recognized as the birthplace of what card game?
A what? What?
Card. C-A-R-D. Card game.
Pinnacle?
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em.
Makes sense.
Yeah, right?
By the way, Miles, someone points out we had someone named Squirrel called the show, and it says he didn't ask Squirrel what he would fight, what he would battle in our 15 by 15
team. Oh, I didn't ask him.
We didn't
ask him. I got distracted because we had 4 squirrels they could have fought.
Dude, this guy David on Twitter made a good point. He said, give me the 6-year-olds. I'll start reading them a story, and they're no problem at all.
Right.
Are you a parent, bro? Because it really depends heavily on the story. If they don't like the story, they turn against you. All right. Here is your question. How many witches are in a coven? Just think the stereotype number. If you had to write some scary story about witches in a coven, what number would you pick?
13.
Okay.
It's that
all
easy.
Right.
That's a lot of witches in one place.
That's why it's a cut. There's so many witches.
Typically, it just seems like there's always 3. You know what I mean?
Like any movie or story, maybe Macbeth set that off.
Yeah,
like
you just think of the cauldron and you think of the witches.
Is there a movie or a story, and I mean a story that most of us would know, where there's a full coven of witches? Because you're right, it's always 3 or 1, right?
I mean, like, even the Wizard of Oz. There's the Wicked Witch of the East and of the West, right?
The cardinal points, right.
And then the witch that we know.
Wait a minute. There was the Wicked Witch of the West, the green one.
Who fell?
The Wicked Witch of the East
is the one that
which was her sister. The Wicked Witch of the North was the nice one with the horrible voice. And was there a Witch of the South?
No, I don't believe so. Was there? A witch at
her
the
name
south?
Was Scarlet.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Oh. Exactly. Name is Big Dummy 844-999-HOLA.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. James, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober when I called, not sober now.
All right.
There you go.
How many heathens you got back there, James?
It's just the 1 6-year-old at the moment.
Oh, cool.
Ooh,
perfect.
Perfect.
Which do you battle with then? 12 chihuahua, 4 squirrels, 1 angry beaver, or 8 6-year-olds?
I'm still going with thrill. I'm going to take the chihuahuas because I'm pretty sure I can kick the crap out of those.
All right.
See, that's what I think. But the people out there, they're telling me, chihuahuas are going to mess us up. I understand that they're going to mess me up. I'm just saying I feel like I will suffer the least battle scars dealing with chihuahuas.
How's your 6-year-old doing there, James, with the fact that first grade got cut short? You know what I mean? Because first grade, I remember liking first grade.
She's getting ready to turn 6, so she was actually in preschool this year. So.
Oh, okay. All right, so she didn't.
No, that's even worse.
Yeah, she hasn't done it yet.
All right. Here is your question. What console replaced the GameCube in November of 2006?
Something that my child likes to say a lot. Wii.
Well done, James. Nice
well done.
Work. Right. I missed the Wii.
Ted, if it matters to you, so Ted got me a Wii as a wedding gift in 2007. All right, so... And maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the thing, it finally just gave out, right?
I mean,
it gave us a long, full life. But now it's in hell with sunshine. So today...
I can see sunshine down there, wee bowling.
In hell, yeah.
Having fun.
But today, when that question came up, man, I went online just to... I think I'm going to buy a new one.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it'll be new, but I'm buying a new-to-me Wii for the exact reason.
For bowling.
It was fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah. More of Big Dummy coming up in seconds. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.